This is the Brand Talks with 5011. I'm Mike Neese. In this episode, I'm joined by Matthew Jones and Landon Thurman as we talk with Uri Bar-Joseph, co-founder and COO of Formations, a financial management solution designed to give self-employed individuals the support they need to thrive in today's ever-changing economy. If you're someone who is currently self-employed or considering taking that leap, this is definitely an episode you won't want to miss. Here's our conversation. Uri, thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. We made a decision at the beginning of this quarantine to go ahead and start the podcast. So this is actually a product of our shelter at home. And so we just want to thank you for coming on with us and taking the time to explain a little bit about who you are.
Sure. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me. We decided at the beginning of the quarantine to start a company, so it's kind of similar.
Very cool.
Right. That's awesome. On that, if you wouldn't mind sharing, Uri, about Formations, your company, and just your journey to get there.
Wow, the journey is going to take some time, but let's start with Formations. So Formations is a complete financial management solution for self-employed. We focus on self-employed, full-time self-employed at the moment, and in the future, hopefully more than just full-time, but right now, full-time self-employed. And it starts from the fact that we believe that while this is one, if not the fastest growing segment in the workforce in America and in the world in general, but specifically in the US, it is also one of the most underserved and overlooked from a support perspective, especially financial perspective. And we actually see it every day. There are a lot of examples and indications to that. And from a financial perspective, we believe that this segment, for many reasons, is being left behind. And we started Formations with a vision of helping full-time self-employed achieve their dreams, really, and maximize their financial potential and improve their personal and financial well-being by helping them, by taking care of all their business back office, from accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, which is really big, and I can talk a little bit more about that as well, but also financial management, and then maybe most importantly, benefits, what we call Fortune 500 level benefits that corporate America has access to, but most self-employed don't. So we want to bring to this segment a solution that allows them to really be almost like the equivalent of a corporate employee without losing their independence as a self-employed.
Sure. I love that. As someone who's been self-employed the majority of my adult life, I think I wish I would have had this 10 years ago.
Yeah, and you know, part of the reason why this is the time for that is we've seen a few macro effects, I would say, in the marketplace. On the one hand, we have millennials and the new workforce that is really looking at the workplace and work differently than older generations. They value independence a lot more. They value the flexibility. And you asked me about my journey. So I spent almost 2 years with an Israeli company called Mindspace. It's a global co-working company. This is how Matthew and I know each other. It has offices all over the world, and that made me really be closer to both self-employed, but also to like this new generation of workers who really value a different way of working. So you have that on one side, kind of pushing the envelope on, okay, how can we look at the workplace and the life of a worker differently? On the other hand, you have all the boomers that are coming out of the workforce. Corporate America, in a way, is kind of telling them, okay, it's time to go out, but they're not ready. And they've never listened to instructions. So they're not ready to stop working, and they want to continue to work, and they look for other ways to utilize their knowledge and the expertise that they have and bring that and continue to earn a salary. So they're coming into the self-employed circle. And then you have all these new solutions. Mindspace is just one of them, but you have Fiverr, and you have Upwork, and you have Uber, and you have Lyft, and you have Amazon drivers. You have Convoy, who's helping truck drivers to really be on their own. So you have all these technologies and platforms that are now enabling self-employment in a much better way. So all of these macro movements are happening, but at the same time, they're pushing self-employment forward, and we believe that the financial industry has not caught up yet to that. And we want to be a big part of making the financial structure more modern and help self-employed really support them in their journey to achieving, again, to achieving their professional dreams. Now, you probably, you became a self-employed 10 years ago, you said, I want to be a creative person. I want to create content. I want to be. I want to generate content. I want to be a combination of an artist, but also a business person. I want to bring some of the things that I want to bring to the marketplace. And I'm sure that not even for a minute you said, I also want to do my taxes and I want to do bookkeeping.
Absolutely not. You know.
So, you know, and when you work for a company, you have teams who do that for you. So you don't need to worry about it. You actually have people who are passionate about doing that, and that's their job. But as a self-employed, you wear all the hats in the business. And we know for sure that one of the hats that everyone hates to wear is bookkeeping, accounting, taxes, all of that stuff is like, if I can just not worry about it, and if someone else deal with that for me, I will be so much happier. And that's what we're trying to do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's really awesome. And I think there's especially relevance today with, you know, the whole change in COVID-19 and everything, but specifically around healthcare, because I know that's a huge topic. I know, especially in the US right now. Can you speak a little bit about some of the solutions that you guys are going to bring to the market with Formations?
Yeah, so the webinar that I mentioned that I just finished was about the CARES Act for self-employed. And it's funny that you mentioned healthcare because there's, you know, I don't want to go into politics too much here, even though it's such a, you know, it's such an adjacent kind of topic. You can't speak about self-employed, you can't speak about healthcare and not talk about politics a little bit, but I'm gonna stay away from it. But there is a conversation about the structure of healthcare in the country, and I think this crisis has shown that the connection or the relationship between employment and health coverage, that almost a net connection in the U.S. between those two things, is a problem because now when people are out of jobs and this is the moment where they need their health insurance more than ever. They're left behind without it. And not just their health insurance, by the way, but all their benefits. Now, again, this is starting to lean into politics and talking about, you know, are we building a social system that supports Americans and American workers, are we building a capitalist system that, and those two, by the way, don't necessarily have to contradict. But without going into that conversation or into that debate, and going back to Formations, what we want to do is we want to give people the option.
Yeah.
Right? We want to create a community of self-employed that can have access to the same benefits that employees, the corporate employees have. And we can do that by the power of the group. And really that's part of our vision, is we build a strong enough community and a big enough platform that will allow us to go back to providers and carriers and tell them, hey, we're now big enough or as big as a corporation. We should get the same terms, and then we give those terms to our users and our customers, and they feel like they have, you know, the right access. And it's all about access.
And what I feel is and so brilliant about what you're doing is, you know, it ties back to a very personal thing for me. Is I was working for a large corporation when the last recession happened in 2008, 2009, and I was let go. And as I became self-employed in that moment, one of the things I realized was like, man, my taxes were already being taken out of my paycheck. I was getting healthcare. Can I just do that? Like, can I just get that for me? And there just wasn't anything. There was no way to actually do it without spending a ton of money and setting up a really expensive entity. As someone coming from that point, I guess I would just say thank you, you know, because you're solving a massive need.
Well, that's what we're trying. It's funny that you were saying the paycheck, because really at the heart of our solution, there's a paycheck. Self-employed, they don't give themselves a paycheck. And at the heart of what we do is we actually, users of formations, we transform them into a what we call an S-Corp that allows them to issue a monthly paycheck. And for people who have never been to a corporation and got a paycheck, they don't understand how powerful that is, that you get a paycheck and everything is taken care of around that paycheck. Your taxes, your withholding, your 401k, your bet, like everything. And it's like this huge peace of mind of, I know that on the 5th, on the 20th, I'm going to get my paycheck, or once a month, like on the 5th, or the last day of the month, whatever that is, I'm going to get my paycheck and everything is going to be organized there. And I don't need to worry about it. That peace of mind is also huge. I've never been a self-employed. I'm kind of a self-employed now in a way, but I've never been a self-employed. And a big part of it is not because I didn't have dreams of doing something on my own. It's I was scared, because it's scary to be on your own. I really appreciate and admire self-employed, because pursuing your dreams in such a way is such an admirable trait in my mind, that I was never able to make the leap and do on my own. It was so scary to me. And I think this is, so kudos to everyone who does that. You as well, whether it's by, you know, by the reality that pushed you over the edge, or by just your, you know, internal desire to do that. I salute all the self-employed out there, because they're, I hope at least, pursuing their dreams. And if we can do anything to help, we're here to help.
Fantastic.
So kind of jumping off that self-employed, but also personal and business side of things, what would you say branding means to you?
In a very stark change of direction, let's talk about marketing. First of all, I've been a marketer for most of my career, for the last 12 years. I grew up professionally in digital marketing. Actually, my first job as a marketer was in 2008 when the market crashed. And digital marketing just started to take off. And I think what we've seen in the last few years is that as digital marketing was growing, and I'm a B2B marketer. So as digital marketing was growing and more businesses were adopting digital marketing, the world of demand generation kind of came into play, because you could measure everything. Conversion was key. Landing pages, calls to action, you know, conversion optimization, the funnel. People used to laugh at me that all I talk about is the funnel, because that was it, right? Like marketing all of a sudden made sense to all of our geeks that are not artistic enough, or were not artistic enough to be marketers, but all of a sudden marketing is science, and demand generation just took over. And to a certain degree, it went way too far. Way too far. And what we're seeing in the last few years, I would say 2 years, is that the pendulum is swinging back to brand. And companies are slowly realizing that conversion and demand generation and conversion is just not enough. First of all, the entire market has caught up. So if in the early days, if you were doing demand generation, you were at the cutting edge of marketing, even if you never felt that way, and that was my story, there was like greenfield of opportunities and you felt like everything that you would do just worked. All of a sudden, the field is super crowded. Everyone is doing it. So it's much harder.
Right.
So that's one. Two, the audience has started to get used to these tricks and to these like tactics, and they're responding in not so good way for demand generation tactics that used to work like 10 years ago and now are just backfiring, right? Buying a list. And, you know, we used to laugh that if a demand generation marketer would own the website, all it would have is a button. The whole page, just a single button, click here, because you know that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
But back then, users and customers and potential customers would react to that. Like they would click the button, and they would convert and they would give you their information. But I think the second thing is that the market is now has evolved and is now responding differently to these type of tactics. And the third thing that happened is that storytelling has become such an important element of marketing because of technology.
Right.
You know, if 10 years ago to produce the video, I had to, you know, I had to pay thousands of dollars, go to a studio, get a writer, get it, like, you know, it was this whole production to make a video. I made a video for Formations. You would laugh. But I'm not sure I should say that, but for, you know, $500. And I think it's a great video. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a 90-second video that tells our story with great pictures that we got out of Stocksy. And you know what cost me the most? The damn pictures.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Right. And I did the audio. I hired an editor. We wrote the script. And it took us 3 days. And we have a high quality. If I would have had to produce this video 10 years ago, it would have cost me like $20,000-$30,000.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying this video is going to win an Oscar, because it's not, but it's just, it shows you the difference of production now. So to really tell a great story, you can do so much better. Think about where podcasts have been 3-4 years ago. Now you have a lot more podcasts because it became much easier to do. And I love podcasts, but it's starting to be more and more crowded, which brings in the brand, right? Like what would differentiate you is a really strong brand.
Right.
A really strong brand would make your conversions better, would make your organic traffic better, would make your word of mouth better, would make the story over around your company better. It would make the experience better. So brand marketing, I think the pendulum has swung back towards brand, and companies realizing that what they really need, I'm hoping, by the way, this is my hope, that companies are slowly realizing that the right way to think about marketing is a mix. And I'm not inventing anything. The funny thing is that, you know, marketing theory has been written for, I don't know, 70 years now, 80 years. And, you know, at the basic of marketing theory, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The tactics have changed. The perception of what to do has changed. The way that you deploy your activities have changed, but at the end, it's about the mix, and the marketing mix is what's important. And you can't do demand generation without worrying about the brand, and you can't just do brand and not worry about demand generation and conversion optimization, because those two things go hand in hand. And the companies that do it really well are the companies who are succeeding. And so that was a very long way to answer a simple question about what do I think about brand. I think it's amazing. It's important element for every company, whether it's a early stage startup like Formations, we're talking about our brand every single day, or an established company, you know, like Microsoft, who had to go through almost like a brand reinvention to say, okay, this is what our brand is all about now. And it's not a single thing that you do. It's not just the logo, you know, redesign the logo right. itself. It's right. how do you take the entire company and you rally them around a new mission and a new vision and a new statement. And so I think brand is complicated. It's complex. It's hard. But if you are able to do it well, the dividends are amazing.
Yeah, I take a look at, you know, one of the, speaking of Microsoft, obviously Microsoft and Apple have always been the two who are kind of hand in hand in this. You know, the second coming of Steve Jobs, the story where he walks in and they have all their products up on the board and they've got like 50 products and he just takes a big marker and X's all of them out and he circles laptops and computers and he goes, this is what we do. He basically laser focused their brand again and that's brought Apple to where obviously we know where they are now.
Yeah.
And so that's, that was, you know, I appreciate you going in depth into that because all of that I think was just so incredibly valuable.
Yeah, definitely. That was gold for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind speaking a little bit about an obstacle that you faced to get over, to get you where you are today, the starting of the company? I know a lot with entrepreneurs, they have a blockage in their mind. But what was that for you that you were able to overcome to get you to where you are to launch a company?
Having someone to offer me to do that. I don't know if it's an obstacle. I think it's more about I see life in general, but primarily professional life. And if I had to give advice, and when people ask me for advice, which doesn't happen a lot, I offer my advice and I say, you know, the life is full of opportunities. You just need to be open to them. And you don't need to take all of them, but you just need to make sure that you're open to looking at them, and the ones that feel right to you, you should follow. And I think with Formations, it was a really hard decision because I had to decide to leave a company in a position that I really, really liked. And you know that, I really love Mindspace. I was in it's a great company. I was in a great position. I loved the management team. I loved everything about what I did there, but starting my own business, and it's not just starting my own business, being a startup founder was always a dream of mine. Like from, I don't know, a year into my first job, which was a startup, I think this is what I want to do. It was maybe a secret dream for a while. And then I had a few opportunities throughout my career to do something. And with some, I was very, very close. And then at the last minute, I decided not to. And then when Formations opportunity came up, it was just the combination of things that just felt right. So maybe it's not an obstacle and it's more, it was just the right opportunity for me. And for me, it was just a dream of mine for a very long time. And then I just said, okay, this is the right time to do that. Now with other things, when I look back at my career and I try to figure out what led me to certain places, I think at the end of the day, it was really just being open to opportunities and being open to the possibility of doing something else. Now, I would also say that we have a core value or a core principle at Formations now that we're putting together like the infrastructure for the company. And Shaha, my co-founder, my partner, and I have talked about it a lot. And we have three core values and a bunch of operating principles, but one of our core values is you make your own reality. Mm-hmm. And this has led, this has been a principle of mine in my personal life as well. It's not just about being open to opportunities. It's about realizing that you have the power to shape your own reality and make your life whatever you want to make it into. Now, it doesn't always mean that it will turn out the way that you hoped or that it will be great, but you have the power to make those decisions and you have the power to shape your life in the way that you want to shape it because you make your own reality. We were talking about Steve Jobs, and one of my favorite videos of Steve Jobs is he speaks about this principle of poking the universe. So at the end, almost everything around us is a construct made by people. And we are people. So there's no reason why we can't just poke things and say, is this real? Like, how far can I go? And to me, that is creating your own reality. So you want to be, you know, you want to be a painter, and, you know, you're now working as a, I don't know, as a sales rep in a company, pursue that. I'm not suggesting that you quit your job tomorrow to be a starving artist, but you can create your own reality. You can decide how to create a place where you can do both until you have the opportunity to just do one of them. And I really believe in rethinking these eternal truths and these dogmas that are really are made by people, and therefore they could be questioned by all of us.
Such valuable stuff, man. Thank you. One question that I have, you know, speaking of you, you know, kind of knowing that moment to take the leap into doing this, what would you say to other people who are kind of aspiring to do the same?
I would say just do it, but I know it's harder than just that because it was really hard for me. I agonized over this decision for many reasons, because the decision to do that came with a price on both my professional and personal lives that I had to contemplate before I was willing to make the decision. So I know it's not as easy as just doing, as just saying do it, but sometimes it is like just do it, you know, make the leap or take the leap. I would say, you know, use the people around you. You're not alone in this decision. No one is alone in those decisions. So just, you know, I have a mentor who always tells me, you know, you should use your board of directors. You know, I love this concept of board of directors or board of advisors. Okay. Like, every person should identify in your personal and your professional life. They could be both. They could be different. For me, they're different, or there's some overlap. Who is your board of advisors? Like, you need to have three or four people that you can go to seek their advice. That is, if you establish that and be intentional about it, that's huge, because we come up with these, sometimes they feel like life-defining decisions and life-defining moments, and you should not deal with them on your own. Right. There's no reason. You have family, you have friends, you have mentors. You have people that you trust. You can even use strangers to do that. Just don't agonize over things on your own, because there are people who can help you do that. At the end, it is your decision, and it's your price to pay at the end, and there's a price for everything, but you should not do it on your own. You should consult and then really take the leap at some point. Like, you know, if this is something that you want to do, find the right opportunity to do it and just do it.
Wisdom in a multitude of counselors.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, it took me a while to build my professional, I would call it, board of directors or board of advisors. And I have people, you know, I have very specific people, and they know, by the way, they know that. They know that when I have a professional question, or when I am, you know, I'm not sure about something, I go to them to seek their advice, because that advice is priceless sometimes.
Absolutely.
That's so true. Where can our listeners find you and Formations online?
So Formations can be found online on formationscorp.com or formationscorp.com. Cool. And we can be found on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on YouTube. You can find me online as well, on LinkedIn. It's just Uri Bar Joseph, Uribarjoseph. That's my handle on LinkedIn, on Twitter. I don't have a Facebook, or on Formations, uri@formationscorp.com.
Hey, thank you. I've really enjoyed this conversation. Ton of value here. Really impressed with what you're putting together, and wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And
awesome.
Excellent. All right. Well, take care, and we'll talk soon.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Uri. So much, Uri.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to The Brand Talks. If you're on iTunes, make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review to let us know what you think. This has been a 5011 production. 5011 is a full-service branding and marketing agency. We collaborate with brands to elevate their story, revitalize their image, and design their experiences. To find out more about us, head on over to 5011.com. That's F-I-F-T-Y-E-L-E-V-N.com. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at 5011.